Infrastructure and Tourism Appropriations Subcommittee will come to the order. Ms. Sabrina, please call the roll.
Chair Williamson?
Here.
Vice Chair Romo?
Here.
Representatives Arrington?
Here.
Bell?
Here.
Casella? Cheney?
Here.
Daly? Drake?
Right here.
Ranking Member Hart? Representatives Lamarca?
Here.
McFarland?
Here.
Mooney? Persons Malika? Placencia? Silvers?
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Sabrina. Quorum is present today. If you have a cell phone or some device that makes noise, make sure you have it on vibrator or turn it off. We have a pretty good agenda today that everybody's excited about, but before we roll into the budget, we have a bill, a PCB, so I'm going to hand the gavel over to the vice chairman.
Thank you, Chairman, and you are recognized to present PCB ITA 21-1.
All right, PCB ITA 21-01 recreates the Triumph Gulf Coast Trust Fund within the Department of Economic Opportunity, which would authorize expiration on July 1st of 2021. It recreates this trust fund without modification, providing for the continuation of the current purpose and uses of the fund, and there is no fiscal impact, and that is the bill.
Thank you, Chairman. Members, are there any questions? No questions. There are no public debate. Members, we are member debate. Any debate? Seeing no debate.
Debate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Drake, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say thank you to Representative Williams for continuing to recreate this trust fund. For those of you that remember, we suffered a lot of great losses in the panhandle when the BP oil spill happened, and so this trust fund was created to provide some necessary relief for our people in the panhandle, and just want to thank you for continuing that.
Great. Any additional debate? No additional debate. Chairman Williamson, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Waive close, Mr. Chairman.
Please call the roll on PCB ITA 21-01.
Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Romo?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Casella?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Drake?
Yes.
Ranking Member Hart?
Yes.
Representatives Lamarca?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Placencia? Silvers?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. By your vote, we will show PCB ITA 2101 passing favorably. And Mr. Chairman, I'm going to pass you back to gavel because that's a lot of pressure for me to have early in the morning.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman, for that. And members, thank you as well. All right, members, that moves us to the next part of the meeting. What I want to do is we're going to go over the fiscal year 2021-22 recommended budget from our committee, and we're going to have two spreadsheets that are being passed out right now. As part of our budget recommendation for fiscal year 2021-22, the last four pages of the document detail current year reversions that are recommended for inclusion in the General Appropriations Act. You will have probably remember hearing the governor's recommended 6% holdback of current year funding. After reviewing these issues and spending patterns of each department, we came up with a recommendation that's considerably less than the governor's recommended holdback release plan for his agencies. All of these current year issues are non-recurring. They're one-time reductions, and our projections indicate that none of these items should negatively impact the department's operations for the remainder of the fiscal year based on the planned expenditures. So that's going to be part of what you got, and everything else that you got there is the budget. So we're going to move right into that. I'm going to hit some of the highlights, and then after that, we'll kind of look at the spreadsheet and go not line by line, but point out some of the highlights and where they are in the budget spreadsheet. So when you move on to the budget recommendation for next year, I've spoken with many of you on specific priorities and specific things that are important to you. And I believe that I have a $13.6 billion infrastructure and tourism appropriations budget proposal that provides our state's needs. I made great efforts to further provide for the safety and protections of citizens. I fully funded the highway safety's budget request, which includes their top priority of the motors modernization IT project. I have fully funded the Department of Military Affairs budget request. This includes $5.8 million in funds for armory maintenance and repairs, $569,000 for new equipment, including vehicles, a moving target system, and a generator system at the Florida Youth Challenge Academy. I'm recommending total economic development funding for $134.2 million. This maintains much of the department's base funding for various economic development programs, including the Black Business Loan Program, the Hispanic Business Initiative, and the Military Base Protection. I've also recommended $1.6 million for the defense infrastructure grants, as well as maintaining current year level funding of $18.5 million for Space Florida. This will further bolster our space industry in our state. There's also $50 million to maintain Visit Florida's budget as our tourism industry rebounds, and Enterprise Florida is funded at $14.4 million. Recognizing the continuing needs in our rural communities, I'm also recommending that we maintain the $5 million that's targeted to the inland panhandle counties with assistance for planning and financing infrastructure projects. I'm sure Representative Drake likes that. And then within our allocations, I am recommending funding for affordable housing programs at $141.1 million. Specifically, this includes $99.1 million for SHIP and $42 million for SELL. This budget recommendation provides $17.3 million for state aid to libraries, maintaining the same level of funding as in the current year. And I'm also recommending the $2 million for the Library Cooperative Grant Program. Regarding the department's approved grant lists, this budget recommends and includes $15.6 million in funding for cultural and museum grants. That's a 14% increase over the current year. And the restoration of historic properties is funded at $11.5 million, and the Historic Preservation Grant Program is funded at $2.3 million. In total, these grant programs are funding 79.5% higher than the last fiscal year. Also within the Department of State, I'm recommending substantial funding for the maintenance and strengthening of the integrity of our elections here in Florida. We have $6.6 million in new funding, most notably $3.0 million for cybersecurity grants for our local supervisors of elections, $2.5 million to make information technology upgrades to department and voter registration systems, and $1.1 million to support voter registration activities statewide. And then something you probably all want to hear is this budget fully funds the transportation work program at $9.2 billion. So that's just a kind of a broad overview with some specifics detailing the budget. Now, before we get into questions, I really would like to get into the spreadsheet a little bit. If you pull out your spreadsheet, and we'll talk about, you know, I'll probably talk about some new items. Some of them that I just mentioned will be mentioned again, but I want you all to know where they are on our specific spreadsheet. So if you have your spreadsheet out and we look at these highlights, if we begin in the Department of Economic Opportunity at lines 7 to 10, this provides additional federal spending authority, mostly associated with the block grant programs. Line 15, moving down, you'll have additional $6 million for Space Florida. This is coupled with their reoccurring of $12.5 million, so that totals $18.5 million for Space Florida. Moving down to line 17, $2 million for the Consumer First IT systems. Our housing is on lines 24 and 25. Then if you go to line 43, a little bit further down the spreadsheet, this is where our defense infrastructure grants are included, and that's $1.6 million for defense infrastructure grants. Moving to the next agency, Highway Safety. The operational efficiencies on lines 53 to 57, all of which were put forward by the department in their Schedule 8B with their legislative budget request. These reductions will not have an adverse effect on the department's operations. Moving to military affairs, as I mentioned in my highlights, we're fully funding this department. This budget request, and you can see there, the armory and security maintenance issues are all on line 76 to 79. Moving to the Department of State, the elections issues funding is on lines 86 to 88, and also on lines 103. You'll see our grant lists when you move down to line 93. That's where the cultural and museum grants are at $12.1 million. Our Culture Builds Florida grant is fully funded on line 97. We have the Library Cooperative Grant Program, which is the $2 million that I spoke about. That's on line 101. Line 102, the Historic Preservation Grant List, is fully funded. And then the Restoration of Historic Properties Grants is on line 109. Moving into the transportation budget, the work program, as I said, is fully funded at $9.2 billion, and includes a host of local projects that can be seen starting on line 137. That's where the $9.2 billion is. And then outside of the work program, the department's budget requested focus mainly on IT issues, which I have recommended that funding on lines 128 to 131. And then moving into DEM, just a little note about DEM. We are providing budget authority necessary to cover the state's matching requirements to draw federal funding for declared disasters, and that can be found on lines 185 to 186. And that is just a little bit more of a detailed look specifically at the spreadsheet. I know I have thrown a lot of numbers and a lot of lines at you. Obviously, any questions that you have now, I'll be glad to do my best to answer those. And just know, members, if you need time for this to marinate and think about it, I will be in my office all morning until we're on the floor, and be glad we'll have open door to answer any of the questions that you might specifically have in person. But with that, we're going to open it up to questions on our budget. Ranking Member Hart, you're recognized for a question.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much for the presentation. Could you delve into the affordable housing arena for me for a moment? How much did we collect this year in doc stamps?
Thank you, Ranking Member Hart, for that question. I think the projections were somewhere north of 400 million. When you look at what we've done in our budget, we are funding right at $141.1 million. When you've looked at the past few years of our budgets, we've averaged out somewhere around 160 million, excuse me, over the last 5 years. And just note that this is the state funding. There are federal dollars, which we talked about in our in our committee before, and you know, those federal dollars sometimes can be $600 to $800 million. It just, every year is different on that. But this specifically is $141.1 million is my recommendation right now.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So there is a possibility, and strictly the word possibility, that we that we may be able to get some federal dollars to add to this $141 million?
Yes. Each year, with me looking back historically, there have always been federal dollars, and we'll continue to work on that, and I'll continue to keep you updated on that the best I can, Ranking Member.
Thank you.
Any other questions about the budget? All right. Well, members, again, I know that I threw a lot at you today. And as I said, I will be glad to meet any of you in person. I will be at my office, and we can go over any questions you have. And it may take a little bit more than just a couple hours to dive in and to let this marinate. But look forward to working with you as we continue through this budgeting process. And everybody needs to go wake up or have breakfast or something. Quiet bunch. But seeing that there is no other business to come before Our committee ranking member Hart moves we rise, and without objection, we adjourn.